from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
First hour in the books here on this Labor Day edition of Grant and Danny. Lynell Willingham sitting in for G&D as we take you up to 6 o'clock. Pete Medhurst going to take you into the evening here on Labor Day. Programming note coming up about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes or so, according to Metal Chris. Ben Standing going to join the program. Senior writer for The Athletic will get his thoughts on Washington and their week one matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to take your calls. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Your keys to victory for the Washington Commanders. If you don't want to call me, you can tweet at me as well. It's NELL_BTP. I got Mike Nolan tweets at me and says, the key to this game and every game this season is third down defense, especially third and long. They've been terrible in the past. You have to make those stops. But with this secondary, we'll see. Yeah. I agree. I agree 100%. Not giving up third and longs are going to be huge. It was an area Washington struggled at the past couple of years. Defensively, with all of the talent that they invested on that side of the football prior to this year, it makes Jack Del Rio look like the worst defensive coordinator in America. Seriously. Their inability to wreak havoc on a consistent basis defensively is embarrassing, and it showed the lack of coaching that was being done. That is my saving grace for the Commanders' defense as a whole, by the way. They gave up the second most passing touchdowns in NFL history last year. They were dead last in points per game allowed. They were amongst the worst in yards allowed. You can only go up from there. But I genuinely think they have made the necessary upgrades from a personnel standpoint and on the coaching staff to make a sizable jump defensively. I gave you my two keys. I gave you the third one coming up here momentarily. First key I gave you to a victory for Washington was having balance offensively. You've got to have balance, because if you try to drop Jaden Daniels back 30-plus times, Vita Vea, Kalijah Kancey, Yaya Diaby, they're going to eat this offensive line for lunch. Can't be the game plan, Cliff. Got to have balance. A lot of Austin Ekeler, a lot of Brian Robinson. Hell, even use Jaden Daniels in the run game if you got to. By any means, though, you must run the ball. It's non-negotiable to try to win this thing. Second key I gave you, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, known for forcing turnovers. That's what that Dallas defense was amongst the best in the NFL at doing. That's got to be something that happens this week. Because I don't think we're good enough defensively to just go line up and play 60-plus snaps against them without turning them over and win. I just don't think that. My third and final key should honestly be very, very easy. in terms of its importance level. Got to protect the football. Got to. Sam Howell last year, who was your starter, second in the NFL in interceptions a season ago. If Washington is going to win against Tampa, they've got to force a turnover. They got to force a turnover. They can't have any turnovers, and they've got to run the football. Those are the three most important things to me. Give me your three keys. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I also want to get to three key players that must step up if Washington's going to win. We do this each and every year, normally, before Burgundy and Gold Game Day Live starts. We'll give you my key commanders is what I like to call it. You know, my thing is this, in terms of the three guys. When you win four games, and you're going into week one on the road in a hostile environment against a playoff team from last year, I could have all 53 guys on the roster be key commanders this week. They've all got to step up. Everyone's got to do their part and bringing a victory back to our nation's capital. But there are three guys in particular that have to play well or else Washington won't win. And I'm going to give you a two-for-one special here. Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juste, the starting outside corners, the incumbent starters at the position, the two stooges that were on the defense that gave up the second most passing touchdowns in NFL history, you must bring your hard hat. You must bring it come Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Jalen McMillan, Trey Palmer, they don't care about your cute slogans. Anybody, anytime, anywhere. They don't care anything about that. They're trying to punch you in the mouth. I need Emmanuel Forbes and Benjamin St. Juste to step the hell up. Got to. Non-negotiable. This might be the word of the week for me. There are things that are non-negotiable for this group. They got to go off. I gave you a two-for-one special there. We're giving you key commanders and keys to victory. If you got either of them, hit me up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. First key commander we're giving to you is a two-for-one special, the outside corners. And there was a video posted yesterday on the Commander's social of Emmanuel Forbes catching an interception in practice. And the receiver he was covering was De'Ami Brown. So I assume he picked off Jayden Daniels, which gets a round of applause from me. Emmanuel Forbes, you have been the poster child for scrutiny this offseason. You got to step up. This team can't win if you don't play well. Same goes for Benjamin St. Juste. And I tell you what, the two things that bothered me the most, or the thing that bothered me the most about those two guys during the preseason, the thing that bothered me the most about Forbes and St. Juste during the preseason, you gave up touchdown passes to backup wide receivers. And they did it the exact same way. Not being physical, using your hands at the line of scrimmage. And then not getting your damn head around. That can't happen this week. Not against physical Mike Evans. Not against physical Chris Godwin. You will get used and abused if you do not come up to the line of scrimmage with bad intentions. It's the best way I can put it. Two-for-one special for my first key commander, Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juste. My second key commander is a guy that I think is going to be the defensive MVP this year for the Commanders. Yeah, I said it. Defensive MVP for the Washington Commanders. All I've heard is, that's me impersonating Daryl Tapp, the defensive line coach for the Commanders. Come on, DP. Love hearing him in camp. I know I probably sound terrible coming over the airwaves like that.
Sounds like a dead cat or something like out in the alley just screaming.
But that's the energy that they brought to the D-line room. I think Deron Payne is going to be the big beneficiary of this new defensive line group. Coaches, new edge rushers, a lot more stunts, games, twists expected to be ran. I expect Deron Payne going up against Cody Barton. He's a rookie. Wet behind the ears, breath smelling like Similac. John Allen and Deron Payne must dominate their matchup this week. They have to. They got to. Non-negotiable. I said John Allen and Deron Payne, they both got to get after it. You're going up against rookie Graham Barton and second-year starter Cody Mock. They've got to get after it. They have to. Because let's be real here. Washington defensively does not have the horses, in my opinion at least, to cover the perimeter guys that Tampa's going to throw at you. We don't have it. They need help. They need help bad. Because if you can't get after the passer, you got to have Benjamin St. Juste and Emmanuel Forbes in coverage longer than you want, and that's not going to work. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can give me a key to the game, or you can give me a key commander. Either or is on the docket for you right now. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Tom in D.C. Hey,
what's up, Lanelle? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, I just want to pick the keys to the game. I really don't have a problem with Deron and John because based on the fact of our new defensive line coach and the coaching staff we got had more experience and energy. Energy, sure. energy. Jack and Ron stood over there like statues downtown half the time because they didn't know what the hell he was doing. Another thing I want to say, and I'm going to let you go, I just hope that the defensive backs coach hop on the fact of teaching small when they close to the receiver. They never look back to the ball.
Hey, Tom. Tom, they got to track the football, bro. I hear you, brother. I hear you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate the call.
Please, guys, no more swearing on the air. Come on.
Y'all wait till I get on. You see what I'm saying? You see how hard it is being the youngest in charge? We ain't had no swear words. I haven't heard someone swear on these airwaves in over a year.
Oh, we had one the other day on Grand Danny.
Maybe it's this time slot.
When I was in we had it from a recording. Grant had some recording from Pat McAfee's show, and they were just dropping F-bombs left and right. They had multiple of them, and we just had to cut the clip. We were like, nope. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's not on the callers. That's not on the callers.
No.
That's on you guys.
No, it was Grant. Grant was the one that pulled up the clip, and we just played it. And we should never play a Pat McAfee clip just unedited, I think, is our new rule.
That's
yeah, they just swear a lot on that show.
I mean, that's the name of their show, the Swear Show.
Yeah.
Swear Show with Pat McAfee.
They were talking to Cliff Kingsbury is why we had it. It was an old clip of him talking about when Jahan Dotson had been drafted. And Kingsbury had said he thought Jahan Dotson drafted too high at that time.
Yeah, rookie move because using a Pat McAfee clip from not 2024 when the show became
ESPN.
They still
swear on TV all the time. I don't even watch it on ESPN. They drop swear words all the time.
On ESPN?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Yes. Yeah, the first time I heard it, I was like, wait, they're just swearing? And I was like, yeah, that's what they do.
Well, it's Pat McAfee is an American treasure, so.
I guess.
more power to him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Key commanders, guys who must step up against Tampa in order for this team to win. And then two, if you got a key to victory, give it to me as well. Kevin is in Arlington. What's up, brother?
Hey, boys. Happy Labor Day, Lanelle. Listen, man, I don't know how to follow a free Russian F-bomb that got through, but I'll do my best. But seriously, though, so, you know, I think to the whole season, aside from keeping Jaden Daniels healthy, there's three almost unknowns, right? There's pass protection, there's pass rush, there's pass coverage. I think Sunday it's all about O-line and more so on the pass protection end, given the talent of that front of Tampa's and that Todd Bowles is coaching on that other side of the ball. But just I wanted to say something about what you were talking about earlier. And counting on St. Juiced and Forbes, that's a losing bet to me. And I'm just not certain, Linnell, that we're not going to see Mike Davis and Sandrastill starting on the boundary and Quan Martin at nickel. I'm not sure we're going to not see that.
Wow. Wouldn't that be a revelation?
That's what I would see. I would not. I mean, to me, St. Juiced and Forbes are no better than the fourth and fifth DBs. And Forbes isn't even that, given the talent we have at safety. But so, I don't know. But to me, just my point, because you've already made that great point about and being worried about St. Juiced and Forbes, and I am as well, if they're playing. But I just think it's all going to come down to what kind of offensive line do we have to protect Daniels, to give him time, to keep him upright. Because if we're at least solid there. And look, I think Wiley's a tomato can.
You're not wrong.
Gray's a tomato can. You know, I like the Addish, although he's not great. He's solid. But obviously, other than Cosme, who we know is very solid, best right guard we've had since Brandon Scherff in his prime, we're hopeful about Coleman. We know Big Luke is good as a swing. But really, to me, the big question mark for Sunday, even bigger than the pass coverage, I think we have other DBs to protect us from having St. Juiced and Forbes out there. It's really, what is the pass protection going to look like?
I agree.
That, to me, is the whole game.
I agree 100%. And the thing I would say, too, that would aid the pass pro, if you've been listening all show long, Kevin, is they got to run the football. There has
they
to
do.
Be some sort of balance offensively. And this is my thing.
It's got to be heavy Brian Robinson.
And when I
it?
Say run the
it's
football, when I say run the football, I don't mean running in the first half and then when you get down by 10, you stop. It has to be a non-negotiable type thing. I don't care if it's 2.5 yards per carry for the first half. In the second half, you got to keep on running it for the sake of keeping those pass rushers honest. The one other thing that,
and
that
to wear
will
them
help.
Down.
Yep, and to wear them
and
down.
Wear
the one other
down.
Thing. The one other thing, Kev, that I think will help him out is they're going to unleash, for the first time, Jaden Daniels as a runner. That stops their edge rushers from screaming upfield because you've got to play the read option. So we'll see how it goes, Kevin. I appreciate you as always, buddy. Hope to hear from you a little bit later on in the week. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take your calls. As the show rolls on here, if you got keys to victory or key commanders for this game coming up Sunday against Tampa, we are already at the season opener! I may yell a lot between now and Sunday.
I'm winning this bet, though. Look what time it is.
Well,
all right, let's go break, bud.
You heard what the big guy said. Ben Standing, next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Labor Day edition of Grant and Danny. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham sitting in for G&D. About an hour and a half left to go with myself. We'll hand things over to Pete Medhurst coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you stick around. 5 o'clock, our pal Bobby Carpenter, former Cowboys linebacker, former Ohio State Buckeye, going to join the program. He'll talk about the first weekend of the college football season, as well as talk about his beloved Dallas Cowboys, who currently, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, have an executive going senile while on the job. Introducing Jerry Jones, ladies and gentlemen. That's coming up 5 o'clock when Bobby Carpenter joins the program. We'll continue to take your calls as well. It is a game week here on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980. As I mentioned, myself and Denton Day will get you warmed up with the Burgundy and Gold pregame show coming up on Sunday, and then our third straight year of Burgundy and Gold Game Day Live, the in-game live reaction show as Washington takes on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Game days live here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Right now, I want to go out to the BetQL guest hotline where you find our pal Ben Standig, Commanders insider for The Athletic. Make sure you give him a follow on the OX app, the Ben Standig. Ben, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Hey, Linnell, what's going on, man? Week one is here. How about that?
I'm about to say over-under, Ben. Full transparency here for the audience. It's Labor Day. You are one of the hardest working guys I know. It's almost 5 o'clock. How many naps have you got in today, my friend?
none yet. I've had an overdose of caffeine, so I don't know if the nap is happening today, but never turn down a nap when possible.
I was about to say, never, ever. That's a good rule of thumb if you're a hard worker out there. You mentioned it, though, brother. Week one, Washington, Tampa, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. Chris, you're hilarious. 4:25 p.m. Eastern time coming up on Sunday. As we get geared up for game week, is there one thing in particular you're looking forward to or most interested to see come Wednesday when the fellas take the practice field? I'm really looking at the injury situation. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, now that we're here and it's not so much about the hypotheticals and who's making the team, you know, I think obviously a big one is Brandon Coleman. How much is he able to do? He was at practice and on the field with the teammates the last 2 days last week, but he'd missed all of preseason, hadn't been out there really since almost the beginning of camp. And, you know, it felt like gaining momentum towards being the starting left tackle, but he's a rookie and now having missed most of the summer, is the team going to feel comfortable sending him back out there? I think that's going to be a huge question. Otherwise, you're looking at Cornelius Lucas likely at left tackle with Andrew Wiley at right tackle. But if Coleman's able to play, I don't know. Does Lucas move to right tackle or does he just go back to the swing tackle role he had before? That's the question. So I think that's a big one for sure. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I guess just, you know, Jaden Daniels and really any of the rookies, but him in particular, their demeanor, like this will be the first time all year we will get in the locker room with the players. And like so while we have seen them and talked to them before, the locker room aspect is different because they are letting their guard down a bit. They are, you know, it isn't, you know, they're they're football thinking, but they're hanging with their guys,
right?
You know, talking a little stuff that has nothing to do with football, whatever. So what is his demeanor like? He's been pretty cool and calm throughout. I'm not expecting a change, but how does that look now that it is game week, right? I mean, there's no denying what is happening. So I think that's probably the other aspect I'm going to, you know, try to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, man. I think the health of the offensive line is massive. And then, you know, don't let anyone try to underscore the importance of locker room availability. You know it from all your years of being on the beat. You know, there are some conversations, Ben, you know, that make the record. There are some conversations that are off the record. And I think both invaluable to the folks that are trying to do their job and talk about this team accurately. This Tampa Bay front, Ben, scares the hell out of me. In terms of a stiff first test for a remade Commanders offensive line, doesn't get much tougher than what Todd Bowles and company bring to the table. When you look at the interior of Washington's offensive line with Biotish, Allegretti, and Cosme, that's if Allegretti is the starter at left guard come game day. I'm sure that'll be the case, but you never know. Could you have asked for a more stiff first test than Vita Vea, who is arguably, you know, a top five interior defensive lineman in the National Football League?
Yeah, no, it's going to be pretty interesting. And then, you know, even look ahead to the second game against the Giants with, you know, Dexter Lawrence, and they've got a couple of obviously special edge rushers as well. So, yeah, no, it is interesting, right? The offensive line and the cornerbacks feel like the two sort of biggest questions in the first two games. You know, now that you mentioned Vita Vea, they also, Tampa Bay, of course, has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Right.
The Giants, you know, lesser worry, but like they've got Malik Nabers, that could be interesting. But yeah, no, look, it's a good test. And look, I think for all the lamenting we've done about the tackles, the interior play, I think, is going to be huge in that should be the strength of this group. And if Allegretti, Biotish, Cosme hold up their end, now this allows Cliff Kingsbury to choose where to send blocking help. Now John Bates can focus on one of the tackles, whereas like last year, the leaks were coming from all over the place,
right?
And it was probably a lot harder to decide where to send that extra help. So, yeah, I mean, obviously there's concerns at tackle relative to the inside, but the inside needs to be stout and avoid the concerns that we've seen the last couple of years.
Ben, we have not gotten to see this Commanders defense at full strength once during the preseason in terms of all 11 projected starters being out there together. Now that we're going to see that for the first time come Sunday, what are you most curious to see with that group in terms of any potential question marks?
So, I lost you for a second. Which group did you say?
The starting defense, Ben, hasn't played together once all year. What are you most curious to see come Sunday with that group? And you can't choose the easy answer of the two outside corners.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, again, I think, you know, I'm somebody who's been sort of being very reserved when it comes to setting high expectations. But if you're going to believe that this team is going to make a run towards a winning record over the playoffs, then the defense is obviously going to be miles better than it was last year. And the way for that to occur is for John Allen and Daron Payne to look like the guys who were selected to Pro Bowls previously. And, you know, for the first time in their careers, right, I think so, certainly in the last few years, they're going to have legitimate top linebackers behind them, notably Bobby Wagner manning the middle. Whatever Wagner has maybe lost in some speed and athleticism, he still has a very, very high football IQ. So that group is going to be the strength. Those two tackles and Wagner up the middle, I think, is where this group is. Then you factor in, you know, Frankie Louvu coming off the edge or lining up, you know, all over the place. And then, you know, Dorrance Armstrong, I think, has probably been a bit underrated as an acquisition. You know, the front seven is where they can be strong, and that's going to be huge because, as you mentioned, the questions at cornerback, you know, if the goal is to put pressure on the quarterback to make the ball get out quicker and that help, therefore help the corners, well, then the front's got to do their job, because if they don't, yeah, I think we all have a lot of concerns about whether – Benjamin St. Juice, Emmanuel Forbes, Mike Davis are going to be good enough on the perimeter to slow people down. So, I think, you know, all this is, you know, look, obviously this all goes hand in hand, but the defensive front is where the strength is, and I think they've got to, come out, pretty good, considering, like you said, they just haven't played together in any game so far.
So, Ben, would you go as far as to say this, and I this is getting – they're probably the most important position group on the team, I would say, right? This defensive front, because, like, I think you put it beautifully. I am someone that is bullish and optimistic about what they could be, because I'm not, punch drunk like some of the older fans that can't believe this thing is going to get turned around. But if they're going to get to 8-9 wins, as you mentioned, they've got to be lights out defensively. There's a lot of unknown on this defensive line, Ben. We know what John Allen and Deron Payne are. Not really sure the availability of Johnny Newton going into the first week of the season. And then your top 3-4 edge rushers weren't here a season ago. When you put it in that perspective, how important is it that they get off to a good start against, Ben, one of the better offensive lines in football in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, look, I think, the edge pass rushing, the outside pass rushing, it's on the list of worries, concerns, on questions. It's not been as big of a focus because we already know that they should get good pressure in, mm-hmm. up the middle. And, Frankie Louvu looks to be a pretty interesting piece there for sure, but the other defensive end spot opposite Armstrong is sort of the hodgepodge of Cleland Farrell, Dante Fowler. I thought it would be KJ Henry, but it's not. So, Jamin Davis is there. So what are they going to get from that group? That's a big question. And, again, this is where, if Allen and Payne are doing their thing, then they'll command more double teams, leaving one-on-ones to the outside. And then that should help just about anybody, but there are still questions about the edge pass rush. There's no argument about that until we see it. And you got to get, look at some of these things are pretty simple. If you don't get a pass rush, you're pretty much screwed. So no matter what you have going on, even if you got Deion Sanders back there, so you've got to do that. And obviously that's going to be a huge test for these guys. And again, it's also factoring in, this is the first time Joe Witt Jr. is a defensive coordinator. Yes, he's called plays, he's discussed in the past, but Dan Quinn was the guy doing that primarily for Dallas. So this is a new test for Joe Witt. I'm not as concerned about it as, say, maybe I was last year with Eric Bieniemy on the other side, coming in sort of as a first time coordinator, because Witt and Quinn have worked together for so long. But all that is going to be a big factor here towards their success.
Something we're going to discuss the tail end of this program, and then me and Chris Russell will discuss it Wednesday over on the Team 980. In terms of each of these coordinators, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr., when you put those two guys under the microscope, obviously both of them are massively important to the success of the Commanders this year. But Ben, to get a little spicy here, which one of those two guys do you think is under the most pressure as we get geared up for the opening week of the season?
Got to be Kingsbury, right? I mean, he's got the quarterback. So, and also, true. Yeah, I think also, I think generally speaking, people have been pretty bullish on what Washington's done. Not to promote my own story, but I did this NFL agent survey that came out last
Shameless
week.
Shameless plug, man. We love it.
Yes.
You deserve to plug it. We've used it on every damn show on this network the past couple of days. So kudos to you, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. But one of the questions was which team had the best offseason, right? And Washington was the winner there. And this is not like the Bruce Allen winning, this is not the damn side of Bruce Allen of winning the offseason. This is, hey, they changed over everything and they have a lot of different infrastructure and pieces. But one of the questions that people have had is the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury. He obviously has had success in college and the pros, but the Arizona job, that ended fairly abruptly, in part because the offense continued to fade year over year. It would start strong each season and then kind of drop out. Kyler Murray, his young quarterback that he was developing there, certainly had a lot of success, but we also know he's been met with some negative comments about his play. And so all that factors into Kingsbury. So, look, Jaden Daniels is, needless to say, massively important to the future of this franchise, and Kingsbury is the primary person coaching him. So, I think it's got to be a lot there. Not so much to me like, are they going to score 30 points a game, but right. Is Daniels hitting his marks? He's done that all summer, as far as we know. If he can continue to do that, then that's huge, and that's obviously a big reflection, therefore, on Kingsbury and his staff.
Yeah, the other I agree with you, by the way, too, Ben. The other part of it is this. I think for Cliff, you've got the job of trying to develop Jaden Daniels and make sure he's continuously getting better on a week-in, week-out basis. Also, you got to strike that balance of not putting him in harm's way. I expect him to be, you know, heavily used as a runner relative to how we saw him in the preseason because these games matter. Balance, though, Ben, to me, is the most important thing for this group offensively. And going into this game in particular against a pass rush that if they get a lead, can pin their ears back and have guys that are capable of beating our guys up front, you gotta establish the run. And it's a non-negotiable for me, Ben. Even if it's 2.3 yards a pop in the first half, they cannot get away from it or else it's going to end up being a long day.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I mean, look, following the Jahan Dotson trade, you know, not that the receiver room was looking particularly strong after Terry McLaurin anyway, it's become even more obvious that the running backs, Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler, are really going to be the other two main playmakers for Washington. And they're going to need those guys both as, you know, receivers and runners to help everything out. But yes, the worst thing to do is put extra pressure on Jaden Daniels. It's going to go beyond just, you know, being a starting quarterback and doing it as a rookie. And the way to do that is to constantly get him in, you know, third and long situations, which means the run game isn't going, or, you know, you're abandoning the run and what have you. I think Robinson's poised for a big year, frankly. So I think logically they should do that. And if you go back and look at Kingsbury's running backs of Arizona, guys like James Conner and Kenyon Drake, like those guys scored a ton of touchdowns, and that's not necessarily always the same as maintaining the run. But, you know, I think Kingsbury is like a pass happy guy. Is probably a bit overstated, but we've seen that even some of the more, you know, heralded offensive coordinators can forget sometimes about balance. So it's obviously huge, especially, you know, with this quarterback.
Ben, I'll let you go on this, my friend, before we put you on the hot seat and ask you to pick a winner. Already, Ben, it's that time of year, my friend, where we're getting put on the hot seat. So Terry McLaurin, Ben, led Washington with 132 targets a season ago. The next four leading target getters from last year, no longer on the roster. Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson, Logan, Antonio Gibson. Who replaces Curtis Samuel as the second leading target getter this year?
Yeah, it's a great question. I kind of don't think it's going to be any of the other receivers. I mean, maybe somebody will develop into more, but they all seem, if I say they seem one-dimensional, I don't mean that like in a pure negative, but they each have a specific skill, but not one that suggests they're going to be a high-volume guy. And Zach Ertz, look, I mean, he just hasn't stayed on the field a ton the last couple of years, though he's looked good in camp. So I probably would go with Ekeler / Robinson in some order. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how much they're going to use two running backs, but I can see both of those guys getting over 40 catches, and therefore, you know, the targets could be, should be above that. So that would probably be my best guess, but we'll see. You know, obviously it would be great if one of these receivers, you know, sort of steps up and becomes the clear opposite number for McLaurin or for Ertz to stay healthy all year. But I think the best bet is probably saying the running backs are probably two and three in some order.
Quickly here, this will be your last one, Ben. Is Noah Brown active this week, you think?
It's a great question. I mean, I would venture yes. I just don't know how involved he would be just because he's only just arriving. But, you know, they want his size and blocking, and, you know, I'm sure they can implement a few plays to take advantage of that right off the bat.
Ben Standing, ladies and gentlemen. Ben, I appreciate you as always, my friend. We will pepper you with more questions as we get closer to Sunday, my man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That's Ben Standing, one of the absolute best, talking all things burgundy and gold. Make sure you check out his work online at theathletic.com, one of the absolute best. Talking all things burgundy and gold, as well as looking at the NFL big picture. Bobby Carpenter, former NFL linebacker, former Ohio State backer, going to join us coming up here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more Grant and Danny here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's @NELL_BTP. Big shout out to our guy Ben Standing who joined us in the last segment. If you missed any of that conversation, make sure you download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to about 4:30 for my convo with Ben Standig, talking all things burgundy and gold as we get geared up for game week. It is game week here in our nation's capital. We've told you a couple of different times throughout the program. I'll tell you here again real quick. No other place to be in the DMV on game days other than 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980. Myself and Denton Day follow Earl Forsey each and every week. He'll bring you countdown to kickoff. We'll bring you the Burgundy and Gold pregame show as well as Burgundy and Gold game day live. And this year, new little wrinkle to Burgundy and Gold game days on The Fan and Team 980. You can check us out on YouTube. Love it.
Beautiful faces.
Beautiful. Well,
you and Denton are adorable together.
That made you sound really old. But I don't know how pretty my face is going to be if Washington's getting their face kicked in week one against Tampa. I don't know how happy your boy will be. I've already said
I've never known you to be one to just blow their top when a bad game happens, you know.
No, not in my MO at all. No,
not something you would do.
Must be confusing me with Schmanel. Or Zion.
But see, that's why people should tune in, man, so they can see you smashing everything in your vicinity.
I don't want to give away too much of a preview, Chris, but sounds like it's on brand. It does. Final hour of power coming up. Pete Medhurst getting ready for you coming up at 6 o'clock. I wonder what Pete's got to say about the Nats just getting boat raced yesterday. Error after error after error. It was ugly. We will get back into the Burgundy and Gold at about 5:30 or so. Coming up next, about Bobby Carpenter, former Dallas Cowboys linebacker, former Ohio State Buckeye, going to join us next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.